الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected friends, brothers and elders in Islam, we are in the month of Sha'ban and few days to reach the month of Ramadan. The month of Sha'ban is a month that comes in between the month of Rajab and the month of Ramadan. And in this month, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast in abundance. In certain narrations, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted throughout the month of Sha'ban. And other narrations mention that the Nabi of Allah fasted most of the month of Sha'ban. Some reconcile in this way that at times he fasted the entire month and at other times he fasted the major portion of the month. So there must have been something very, very special about the month of Sha'ban that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted so much. So the Sahaba Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, every action of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they looked at it very closely, examined it, and they emulated the Nabi of Allah. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala mentions, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said, Ya Rasulullah, lam araka tasumu min shahri min ash-shuhur, ma tasumu min sha'ban. Nabi of Allah, I noticed that there's no other month wherein you fast so much as you fast in this month of Sha'ban. So what is the reason, O Nabi of Allah, you are fasting in such abundance? So many days in this month you are spending in the state of roza and fasting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ النَّاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانُ. And this month of Sha'ban is coming in between the month of Rajab and the month of Ramadan. And I notice most people in this month are negligent. Most people, they are negligent in this month. In other words, that they are negligent in regard to preparing for the month of Ramadan, that Ramadan is few days away, and the type of preparation they should be making towards receiving this auspicious Mubarak month of Ramadan, we find people are negligent. The month of Rajab is a Mubarak month among the Ashurul Hurum, the four sacred months. So in that month, people were aware, people were turning their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But now when the month of Sha'ban comes in, then there is a bit of negligence that overcomes people. So the Nabi of Allah, he fasted in this month to show that the ummah, that this month is taking us close to the month of Ramadan, and a person's heart should be turned towards Allah in preparation and expectation for the month of Ramadan. And then another explanation, some ulama say that people are negligent of the virtue of this special night. And this night, a person should be preparing to meet this night, so that his maghfirat can be made on this night. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went on to mention, he says, وَهُوَ شَهْرٌ تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالِ The month of Sha'ban, there is a special night where the a'mal are lifted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when the a'mal, the entire ummah's a'mal, for the entire year, that the action that they carried out, Allah Rabbul Izzat commands the angels to bring those a'mal up to the heavens. And this is carried out on this month, in this month of Sha'ban, and on the 15th night of Sha'ban, which is called Shab-e Barat, this takes place. This presentation of deeds before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place on this night. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, وَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا الصَّائِمِ It's my desire, are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the state that I am fasting. Of course, the good deeds are going to be presented before Allah in the night. A person cannot be fasting in the night. So what it means on that night, the Nabi of Allah is preparing to fast the following day. And he fasted the day before also. And he fasted throughout the month. So as though he's showing Allah that he is all the time in a state and condition of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he desires that his amal be presented before Allah in the court of Allah in the state that he is in obedience, in the state of fasting. So this was one of the reasons why the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fasted in the month of Sha'ban. One is preparation for the month of Ramadan, and the second is to show the ummah that they should not remain in the state of negligence. One is the goodness that this month comes with it. You should be preparing to meet this month, to meet this auspicious occasion, the special night, so that your forgiveness can be made. You can also draw from the mercies of Allah that have been contained in this month and specifically on this night. As an Anas radiallahu ta'ala mentions, that Rasulullah s.a.w. was once asked by the Sahaba, Su'ila Nabi s.a.w., Ayyu sawmi afdalu ba'da Ramadan? That which fast is most beloved to Allah after the fast of Ramadan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Sha'ban, the fast of Sha'ban. It's something that Allah Pak becomes very happy, becomes very pleased with. Allah Pak loves these fasts, the fast that takes place in the month of Sha'ban. But then the Nabi of Allah explained the reason, he says, لِتَعْزِيمِ Ramadan. This fast in the month of Sha'ban is preparation for the honor of Ramadan. In other words, this is an introduction. This is a preclude. This is something that now is going to take us to the month of Ramadan. And it is preparing one's heart, one's life, to receive the barakat of the month of Ramadan. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fasted also. And Nabi Sallam explained that the fast of this month is among the fasts that most beloved to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also asked, فَأَيُّ الصَّدَقَةِ أَفْضَلْ Which charity is most beloved in the sight of Allah? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, صَدَقَةٌ فِي رَمَضَانٍ The sadaqah that is discharged and given in the month of Ramadan. Now it was this Mubarak night that comes in this month, which is a very blessed night. Very, very blessed night. The night of Qadr is the greatest night. The night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr is the greatest night, we all know. And among the auspicious nights, one is Laylatul Qadr, then all the nights of Ramadan are the greatest nights. And after that comes the position of Shab-e Barat. That is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And the narration of Bayhaqi, Tirmizi, Muslim Sharif also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that every night Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special mercies come down to the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala special barakat, special rahmah descends to the first sky. And this takes place in the last third of the night, where there's a call from the side of Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala calls out, هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْسِرٍ فَأَرْزُقَ هل من مستغفر فأغفر هل من كذا هل من كذا. That who is that person who has some need so I may fulfill his need? Who is that person who is asking forgiveness, may I forgive him? Who is that person who is asking for rozi, that I may grant him rozi? So every night the system by Allah is that when the last third of the night sets in, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's mercies descend right till the first sky. And Allah ta'ala calls out, the declaration is being made. But unfortunately most of the servants at that time, they are fast asleep. With the exception of those special servants of Allah, Allah make me and all of us from among them, who they stand up for the tahajjud and they remember Allah ta'ala at that mubarak time of the early morning, of early dawn. And then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is prepared to dish out his mercy, to spread out his mercy, and to grant his servants whatever they desire, whatever needs they have, Allah pak at that time. So this is every night, this is the system of Allah. But on the 15th night of Sha'ban, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's mercies commence from the time the night sets in. The entire night, Allah ta'ala's mercies come down. Like how the entire night in the month of Ramadan also is Mubarak. And the night of Qadr is even more special. So Allah Pak is granting this opportunity, the 15th night of Sha'ban, Shab-e Barat, Allah is granting this opportunity to the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to grab this opportunity and prepare to meet the month of Ramadan. Look how graceful and how kind and merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Is that Allah ta'ala gave us so many golden opportunities before we meet the month of Ramadan to make amends for our mistakes, our shortfalls, our sins, our wrongs. One is Allah Pak sent the month of Rajab, which is the sacred month from among the four sacred months, Rajab. Now we all know there's only four sacred months. The greatest month is the month of Ramadan. Then in the hadith, Rasulullah SAW referred to the month of Ramadan, Sayyidu Shuhud, the leader of all months. That's the greatest. There's no deed that can be carried out in any other month that can compare with the month of Ramadan. Not in the night, not in the day. This is what the Jumhur ulama, the majority of the scholars mentioned. The greatest month, the greatest days, the greatest night, the greatest moments in the month of Ramadan. After the month of Ramadan come the four sacred months. One is Rajab, that's separate. And then the three sacred months come in succession, Zul Qada, Zul Hijjah, and Muharram. Look how kind Allah Rabbul Izzat is. Allah Pak made that Rajab came before Ramadan. Separate. Why? To honor us with that golden opportunity to earn great rewards, prepare our hearts to meet the month of Ramadan. So when the month of Ramadan enters, as though from the beginning, from the very, very beginning, we can draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rajab comes in. And the rewards for good deeds in the Ashurul Hurum, sacred months, are multiplied compared to the reward of good deeds at any other time of the year. Allah Pak brought Rajab. And when Rajab passes, then Allah Pak brought Sha'ban. And in Sha'ban, there is that special night where one is the good deeds of the servants that they carry out throughout the year, whatever deeds they do. And the deeds are presented before Allah. And then as though the deeds of the following year commence. From year to year is in the 15th night of Sha'ban. This happens. And the narrations mention that on this night of Sha'ban, one is Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's mercies descend from the very beginning of the month, from the very beginning of the night. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out, who is that servant who is seeking my mercy, I may grant him mercy. Who is those servants that are seeking forgiveness, I may grant forgiveness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that Allah Pak forgives so many servants. So many servants Allah Pak grants forgiveness, Allah Pak grants mercy. More than the strands on the backs of all the animals of the tribe Kalb. Bani Kalb. Now, Bani Kalb was a tribe in the time of Rasulullah SAW were known to have a lot of livestock. Lot of camels, cows, goats, a lot. Now, if a person has to take just one goat and try to count the hair on the back of that goat, he won't be able to count it. And this tribe is known, renowned for having a lot of livestock. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is mentioning that on this night, Allah Rabbul Izzat makes maghfirat and forgives. From the creation, more people than the strands of hair on the backs of all the animals of Bani Kalb. This is the mercy of Allah. So much. So much mercy. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala recounts, and she says, that on the 15th night of Shaban, Shabi Barat, she says that after Isha Salah, I lied in bed, and the Nabi of Allah came, he put his shoes straight, and he took his shawl, and he kept it one side, and he lied down in the bed next to me. The Nabi of Allah remained in that state, after a little while, thinking that I had fallen asleep. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did everything very, very calmly and very, very softly, very gently, calmly and softly. He took his shawl very softly, gently, and then he woke up from the bed. He took his shoes also very calmly, gently, softly, not making any noise, very silently. And then he wore his shoes and then he leaves the home. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says he thought that I was asleep. But I wasn't asleep. And then I was thinking in my mind that the Nabi of Allah at this part of the night is waking up and leaving the home against his usual habit, where he must be off to. So a wife, there's different thoughts and feelings will run in her mind. So she says that the feeling that was running in my mind is that perhaps he's going to spend the night with one of his other wives. It's my turn. But the Nabi of Allah is perhaps maybe leaving me, is going to another wife. Now Allah Pak made it that a person who has two or more wives, it's compulsory upon him to exercise equality in the night turns between his wives. If it's one wife's turn, then it is impermissible for him to go to another wife. It's compulsory to fulfill the haq of each wife and show justice, equality between the wives. So this is what Allah Pak made compulsory on the Ummah. But as far as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was concerned, Allah Pak made this maaf. Allah Pak did not compel Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make it obligatory upon him to fulfill equality with his wives in the night turns. Allah Pak had given him concession. But despite Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam receiving concession from Allah, Allah Pak didn't make it obligatory. The Nabi of Allah throughout his Mubarak life, he exercised equality to the highest level. And it was never his adat and way that if it was the turn of any wife that he would go to another wife and spend the night. He never did this. So despite receiving concession from Allah, the Nabi of Allah upheld justice and equality between his wives to teach his ummah. Allah Pak had forgiven me. Allah Pak had given concession for this. But no, I will carry it out to show the ummah the highest levels of justice and equality. So the Nabi of Allah, as Aisha says, I was having these ill thoughts about the Nabi of Allah, wrong thoughts about him. So I waited a little while and then I quickly took my shawl, I took my clothing, I wore it, whatever she, garments, and she covered herself entirely and then she left the home. He says that I noticed that he was in the distance walking ahead, so I followed him in a way, not making him know that I was following him. And to my utter surprise, I was shocked to see that the Nabi of Allah, he went to Jannatul Baqi, and then he stood there in front of the graves, and he raised his hands and he began to make dua. He stood there for a long time making dua for the inmates of Jannatul Baqi. And I at a distance, I stood there thinking that what was my ill thoughts of the Nabi of Allah, what I was thinking about him, and what. And then after, I watched the Nabi of Allah making dua for the Ummah, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completed the dua. And then he left the Qabristan. He says, I quickly turned around and I hastened to go home. I didn't want him to spot me and to get sight of me. And the Nabi of Allah noticed it was me. So he began to rush. He began to move swiftly. He began to run. He says, I also began to run. I quickly came in the house. I entered and I quickly went in the bed and I covered myself with the blanket, whatever. And the Nabi of Allah entered the house. And then he said, oh Aisha, it seems like your shaitan is playing fools with you. Either you tell me or either Allah will tell me. What's the matter? So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I thought you went to another wife. You did everything very silently. You know, you took your shawl silently and then you put the shoes silently. This was running in my mind. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told her, you think Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will oppress you in this way? That your turn and I will give it to somebody else. The Nabi of Allah won't do this. And then he explained, he says that Allah Pak sent Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to me to command me that this is a very, very auspicious, mubarak, a very great night. And on this night, Allah Rabbul Izzat is going to forgive so many people more than the hair on the backs of the animals of Bani Kalb. Allah is going to forgive on this night. And I did everything gently, silently. I didn't want to disturb your sleep. This was the Nabi of Allah. To teach the ummah, you know, akhlaq, good character. We come into the masjid. Don't have any foul, offensive smell. So make miswak. Your clothing also should be in a decent manner. There's no foul odor coming out from your body. You should have a ghusl if you find that you're perspiring and you can be a means and a cause of taklif to anybody. Park in the right way also. And the words you speak to your wife, to your family, to the general Muslims also should be words of respect and dignity and honor, like how the Nabi of Allah conducted. Even those who are fast asleep also, you should conduct in a way that you do not awaken them from their sleep. Don't be loud. Don't be inconsiderate to everything gently and silently. The Nabi of Allah is... And then he says that Jibreel Asam came, and then he called me, and he said, Allah has commanded me to go to Jannatul Baqi. Make dua for the inmates of Baqi. So this is that Mubarak month, the month of Shaban. And Allah gave us this golden opportunity that we should prepare for the month of Ramadan. And on this auspicious night that is going to come after a few nights, the night of Shab-e Barat. It is called the night of Baraka, Mubaraka, Laylatim Mubaraka. It's a night of blessings. And among the titles of this night, one is the night of blessings. Then it's called the night of Rahmat, the night of mercy. Then it's called the night Laylatul Saqi, the night where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is going to give the certificates of forgiveness to the Ummah. And it's called Laylatul Barat, the night of declaration, the declaration of forgiveness, the declaration of mercy. Allah is going to open his treasures of mercy to his Ummah and grant whoever wants, whatever they want. This is that Mubarak night to take and draw from the mercies of Allah. But respected friend, that there are certain classes of servants who even on this auspicious night, Allah Pak's door of mercy is open wide for everybody. For these people is closed. Allahu Akbar, this is closed. The hadith mentioned the riwayat of Bayhaqi also. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَلِلَّهِ فِيهَا عُتَقَى مِنَ النَّاسِ. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala emancipates people from the fire of Jahannam more than the hair on the backs of the animals of Bani Kalb. وَلَا يَنْزُرُ اللَّهُ فِيهَا. But Allah won't look at mercy with certain classes of people. إِلَى mushrik, those who ascribe partners with Allah. This is the first class, those who ascribe partners. Now when we look at this word, those who ascribe partners, what do we would think? We think, you know, mushrik, you know, kafir. A kafir. But a kafir, that is something that's obvious. It's obvious, it's a kafir, he can't get anything. So this doesn't only refer to the kuffar, the mushrikeen. This refers to all those who are engaged in amal of shirk. They're Muslims, but they're doing shirk amal. Allah save us. One is the shirk amal, is that photography. Is that those who are trying to resemble Allah in creation. Allah Pak has the right of creating. And now person is doing photography. So on the day of Qiyamah, very severe punishment will be meted to these people. They're trying, Allah Pak will say, that, you know, you engage in drawing something, an animate object. Don't you know it's my right only to create? Why you try to resemble me? Now you went so far to try and do this image, or you made an image of a statue. When you drew it, when you made a statue, Allah will say, like you tried to resemble me, put the soul in it now. That was the only thing left. Until then the person won't be able to do it. He will dwell in hell for a long time till Allah doesn't forgive him. So this is now as actions of shirk, you know, where you resemble Allah. So we all, a lot of people guilty of this here, whether you making the movie or were you watching the movie. Were you on the TV or you making the TV? Allah Pak save us. So on this night we find that this is that forgiveness, doors of forgiveness are closed for that mushrik. Man sama yura'i faqad ashraka, wa man tasaddaqa yura'i faqad ashraka, wa man salla yura'i faqad ashraka. Nabi Ali Sallam mentioned, those who, they do actions for show, they have committed shirk. This is a shirk, shirk-e khafi. You don't come out of the fold of Islam with this shirk, but definitely Allah included it in the amal of shirk. So the person is performing salah to show off. He's bragging about the good deeds he's doing. You know, we do like this and we do like this and we give charity. So whether it's fasting, whether it's charitable works, whether it's salah, but you want praises of people. You're not only doing for Allah. This is shirk also. So all those involved in amal of shirk, the doors of Allah's mercy and rahmat are closed to them. People who they subscribe to beliefs of shirk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alimul ghayb. He has knowledge of the unseen. Only Allah got knowledge of the unseen. A person who goes to the graves of awliya and he says, give me something, you know, oh buzruk, give me I don't have a child, you give me a child. Only Allah can give amal of shirk. It's close, you know, close. Allah Pak save. People who go to universities, they go to school, and then they learn Darwin's theory of evolution, and the Big Bang created the world. Allah didn't create it. And evolution, man evolved from monkeys, and this is what happened. So Allah is mentioned in Quran, Rasulullah is mentioned that Allah created everything. Allah created everything. And people now subscribing to believe. Shirk, shirk. No forgiveness for these people. Allah save me, save all of us. So on this Mubarak night, but the doors of Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness open to everybody, but it's closed from the mushrik. And then the mushahin, the person who he harbors ill feelings, malice, hatred for the Muslims, doors are closed to him. Musbil, the person who wears his trousers below his ankles, there's a sign of pride. No forgiveness, no forgiveness. So musbil, mushrik, mushahin, mudmini khamar, person who drinks wine, habitual drinker, he's taking intoxicants, he's taking drugs. No forgiveness. He's not going to get nothing. This Mubarak night is coming and going. Nothing these people will get. Allah Pak save us. Person who's disobedient to his parents. Allahu Akbar. Allah Pak blessed his parents and great, great ni'mat. What a great favor of mercy Allah Pak sent through your parents. And he's showing ill disrespect to his parents. He's causing taklif to them. Taking them, putting them in old age homes. He's not worried about his parents. No forgiveness for these people. Person who breaks family ties. Family ties, what an important hukam, obligation. Those are closed for these people. A person involved in zina, whether you're watching zina, whether zina of the eyes, zina of the heart, to engage, no forgiveness for these people. And the person who kills someone, whether it's through physical, you killed him, whether it's jadu, and the man got sick and then he died. There's no forgiveness for all these people. And some of these classes also are mentioned that on the night of Qadr also, these classes Allah don't forgive. Imagine. So respected friends and brothers, is that we are coming close to this Mubarak night of Shab-e-Barat. And this year is the preparation for the month of Ramadan. And the month of Ramadan is the greatest favor of Allah on this ummah. The greatest nights and the greatest days. And the greatest occasions where we can draw from Allah's treasures. So we need to open our hearts. In order to open that heart, we have to make tawbah and istighfar. We have to correct ourselves, rectify our a'mal. We have to reform our lives. And if we have any problems, then we need to make tawbah and ask forgiveness of Allah. Go to those servants who have wronged them. You usurp the property and rights of someone, the miras we stole. And there's ill feelings. And there's haram that saved me and all of us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah.